Two-term incumbent Democratic Congressman Pete Aguilar is in a close race with Republican challenger Sean Flynn, who boasts he is a moderate Republican and says he would vote to impeach President Trump. But is Pete Aguilar's seat really in trouble? KVCR's Benjamin Perper spoke to both candidates and has this report.
In the June primary, Republican Sean Flynn came within 1,000 votes of incumbent Democrat Pete Aguilar. Aguilar is a well-liked two-term incumbent, so why was it so close? Aguilar says it's partly because another Democrat, Kaiser Ahmed, took some of the Democratic vote.
The reality was it was another Democrat who took, 8-9% of the vote, a registered Democrat, and so that's going to impact those numbers.
But Aguilar says he also expects a different turnout in the general election.
Another point is also, in our region, the number of people who vote in a primary is dramatically different than the number of people who vote in a general election. So as that number expands, that's where we have the opportunity to make our case to Inland Empire residents and families that we believe in policies that will move this region forward. And so we look forward to making that case now. That's why we're getting out. People are seeing more of us, and we're going to continue to communicate about the priorities that I've learned in four generations of living here that Aguilar family has stood for, and so we're going to continue to make those priorities very public and very vocal.
But Sean Flynn is hoping to catch those voters who didn't vote in the primary too, even if they're Democrats. Actually, especially if they're Democrats.
If you look at the voter reg in this district, it's D+8, something like that, D+10. But we in this district, compared to the rest of California, we have a different breed of Democrat. Our Democrats here are not sort of West Side progressives. Right, they are much. Their issues are very core things like good schools, good jobs. They're sort of old school Reagan Democrats, is one way to call them. Union Democrats, labor Democrats. They're not interested in many of the social progressive issues. Right, so it's a place where a Republican doesn't have a scarlet letter, a scarlet R, written on their chest. It's a place where people are open to saying, "Here's a centrist Republican like Sean. His issues are good schools, good health care." Jobs, right? Growth, opportunity. Those are very bipartisan things.
Flynn's focus on winning over Democratic voters sets him apart from other Republicans running for Congress across the nation. But Flynn also differs from many Republicans in another important way. He says he would vote to impeach President Trump if necessary.
People also ask me, would you vote to impeach President Trump? And I say, yes, I'm going to be sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And part of that is that the House of Representatives has the duty, if they see high crimes and misdemeanors, to vote to impeach, which is like an indictment in a court system. And then the Senate gets to run the trial, right? So, yes, I don't care who the president is. If there's high crimes and misdemeanors, absolutely.
Jeff Horstman is a reporter at the Press Enterprise who's been following the race. I asked him, is Pete Aguilar really in trouble?
My best educated guess is no. I realize that Sean Flynn had a better than expected showing in a primary. He finished fewer than 1,000 votes behind Pete Aguilar, and he's raised about $1 million compared to $2.5 million for Pete Aguilar, which is impressive for a GOP challenger. But if I had to guess, I think the effect of the blue wave is really what's going to carry the day here. 538 gives Aguilar a 99.8% chance of winning, which is pretty good. The district in terms of voter registration is D+14, and Hillary won it by about 21 percentage points in 2016. So, again, better than expected showing for Flynn in the primary, but I don't think it carries over to the general.
Flynn and Aguilar will face off on November 6th. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.